No, we want you back. We were lonesome for our girl, weren't we, Jennifer?
I was counting the days.
Yeah, counting the days, counting the days. We had our oldest daughter here with her two sons and husband, so that helped keep the house a certain level of noise that we're accustomed to. But there were 2 days there between the departure of that daughter and the arrival and return of this daughter that was pretty quiet around the house. We're talking with our daughter, Carol Grace Romero, our baby daughter, about a recent trip she made to Guatemala. And so we get through Houston. We finally get to Guatemala City. Let's talk about the trip real quick.
All right.
What happens?
We arrive in Guatemala City around lunchtime. So we did not have to spend the night there, which I think was a hidden blessing and protection in disguise, because I know that was our main pastor's
concern.
Main concern was
your
having
parents
to spend
too.
The night there. And our parents, I could feel her worry from another country. It's kind of freaky. So we arrive, and we're all kind of expecting a rundown bus to pick us up. And I think that was your prediction as well.
Yeah, I pictured chip paint, maybe an old school bus with letters scrubbed out, old worn tires.
Maybe no air conditioning.
Right. Oh, no air conditioning for sure. So what'd you find?
So we walk out of the airport, and in Guatemala, the airport itself inside is not that busy, but once you get outside, there's just this horde of people waiting to greet their loved ones, and they all have handmade gifts and flowers, and there's police officers trying to hold them back because they're so excited. So we have to weasel our way through that, and there's this huge aluminum bus that looks like it's a top-of-the-line, really nice, and there's this man just waiting for us, and he's pointing to us, and we're all kind of confused because we're expecting just this run-down chipped paint bus to pick us up, but no, we got top of the line transportation, and it's kind of funny because those are the nicest cars down there. Is their transportation buses?
Well, I put a picture up on Facebook. It looks like a big Tonka truck. It's all tricked out and colorful.
So you've got a couple hour drive to your designation. Once you get to the designation, talk real quick about just some of the significant and funny moments of your encounter with the people in Guatemala.
Well, no matter where you go, they ask you to give words, palabras, por favor. They're asking you to say something. And even though that's pretty traditional in the U.S. to get up and say, you know, we thank you for being here, and that's usually about it. But they usually can go on for about 5 minutes or so, and they ask you to do the same. And I thought that was very touching, just how much they wanted to hear from us. And every single person that gave words to us was saying, you know, we hope you enjoy your experience here. We've all been waiting in anticipation for you, blessing on you, and just very sweet and humbling things.
And what were some of the more surprising things you saw? Well, like, I was surprised to hear you say there were armed guards at virtually every American business.
That was a little nerve-wracking for a minute, but you get used to it after a while. You walk into McDonald's, there's a double-barrel rifle slinged across this guy's shoulder, and he's opening the door for you, and you're not sure how to
go in or not.
Exactly, you're not sure really how to interact with him. But
double-barrel rifle,
man. So anyway, that's going in for a Big Mac.
Sure is.
Okay.
And it was only American stores, you said.
Yes, ma'am.
Interesting.
That is very
interesting. We couldn't figure out the probably all kinds of reasons for that.
All right. You had a great soccer game with the kids there. You talked about a native dress ceremony, and then you were actually on the radio down there. You were on a Guatemala radio station. How was that?
Yes, sir. Well, they had asked us to come down and paint this radio station, and we hadn't really realized that also meant to give words on the radio as well. So they chose me and one other student to give our testimonies on the air at a Christian Guatemalan radio station.
I will post a picture of that. The studios, I'll put it side by side, our studio, their studios. Quite the difference.
A miracle radio. All you really need is a 25-watt light bulb and a little transponder, and you're in the
that's
business.
All, that's all she had.
All right. The native dress ceremony, I think, was probably one of your best. Why don't you real quick talk about that?
We were invited to come to a church, and that day we went out into the city and invited people to come to the service that night. And when we returned after being out in the city, the ladies came up to us and approached us and asked if they could dress us in their traditional clothing. And that was so amazing. They brought us to this house down the street, and they bring out these just baskets of these beautiful clothes. And they take about 3 months to hand make, and they're very expensive. And each lady wears them every single day and has about 4 sets. So they put these little dresses on us, and they're very small people. So I mean, that was fine for me, but I know a few of our 6'5" and above girls had some struggles getting into those clothes.
You did have some tall team members.
They actually had to cut these dresses to make them fit. But so you put on this dress, and then you put on the skirt, and then the ladies put on this belt. And the belt's actually pretty tight. It's not the most comfortable thing in the world. And when I thought they weren't looking, I tried to loosen it a little bit. But as we were walking back out, the lady came right back behind me and tightened her back right back up.
No loosening this. All right. So meals there. How are the meals in Guatemala?
Different.
Different.
Very, very different. They give you about a bag of 7 or 8 tamales with every meal, and you're expected to eat all of them. So our pastor said, okay, team, this is a team effort. We're all going to eat them. So if you couldn't finish them, you passed them to the person on your left, and they just kept handing them down until they would be gone. So, because it's very rude not to finish a meal that you've been given.
What did you crave most while you were down there?
Anything American.
All right. Well, and you land back in Houston, right, when you're coming back. So what's the first meal you eat in the Houston airport?
A Subway sandwich and a Wendy's Frosty.
Wendy's Frosty. And then, Jennifer, what did you fix for her last night? That was a special request.
We had flank steak with a special sauce over mashed potatoes.
Favorite meal.
Biggest plate I've ever seen her eat.
It was. I thought it was twice what I usually put on my own plate. And I thought, well, she'll never eat all that. Man, it was gone. The best part about last night's dinner, not only that Carol Grace was here, was that butter. We always tell people to shop local. But
Rachel had bought us some Irish butter that you can get just here, but it's, what's it, something gold? I can't remember the whole.
I don't know, but that was the best butter I've ever eaten in my life.
But I wanted Carol to follow, this one point she made under lessons learned, I think is the most precious part of the whole trip. You want to share that, Carol?
Sure. We went there with a very specific mission of going to serve and to help these people and to just do whatever they needed us to do, but it's a very humbling feeling that we actually feel like we got served. So,
all right. So the moral of the story is all we heard about how much to be fearful of in Guatemala, the lesson to be learned, the moral of the story is don't believe what you hear in the media, except here at Roselle Now. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more.
Pick up the Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.